producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Overdrive. We just wanted to clear out some of the callers who've been on hold. We're going to try to get to Dean, Frank, Rick, Bill, if we have time for everybody. Let's go to Dean in California. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about several of the things. One would be different cures for cancer, but probably the most important thing on the list is how they're taming down society and killing people right now. Is the main way is through the water system, because the stuff that's in the water is the stuff that, like, Prozac and all the other medicines that are being given to people, as well as the fluoride and all this other stuff like that. If you look on CNN, you'll see a news report several years ago talking about how the fish are not able to reproduce, the frogs are not able to reproduce, and if they do reproduce, the things are all messed up and retarded. So this
are you close to the area where they had that black sludge that was coming out of the city water supply, and they kept telling everybody, don't worry how it looks, don't worry how it smells, it's safe to drink. Are you close to that area?
No, I have not heard that story. I don't watch the news much, unfortunately.
Yeah, we covered that on the radio yesterday. A pretty amazing story, and yet there's so many things. People were having a problem with that because it looked like crude oil and it stunk. But people, there's so many things in the water that people don't can't smell, can't taste, don't really understand how it's going to affect them. When we talk about fluoride, and we talked about it in that context because they were debating that in Dallas, when we talk about those issues, people don't realize that even if it were something that was safe and effective for you, a medication, why would you want to dump it into the water supply where you can't control the dosage that people are going to get? I mean, that's the crazy part about it. But as you're pointing out, there's a lot of stuff that they're deliberately putting in to try to, I think, harm people, to lower the fertility rates. There's also stuff that passes through the bodies of the people who take these pharmaceuticals and find their way into the water supply and don't get filtered out. And that's where we can see these types of changes in aquatic life and that sort of thing.
Exactly. And the only news you see on the censored news, CNN, would be just about animals. Well, they forget about us, because the only way to get rid of that stuff is to either distill it or do a reverse osmosis. And nobody has full reverse osmosis. I mean, even people that drink reverse osmosis water still take a shower, and they get about 7 cups of water through their skin, the biggest organ of our body. I mean, it's ridiculous. People aren't aware of this stuff.
That's true. Yeah, very true. Well, thanks for sharing that. Let's go to Rick in Canada. Rick?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Go ahead. You're on live. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start by saying I guess I'm a racist because I don't get vaccines or any kind of shots like that. But I'm a first-time caller, and I'm glad to see that you guys are selling oregano oil. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because I've been taking oregano oil for over 5 years. Daily, every day I take it, and I have not been sick, cold, flu, or anything since I started taking it.
Yes.
And I wanted to point out one thing, though. I don't necessarily agree that ingesting it into your stomach is the best way to be taking it. I was always taught to get the full effect of it, you need to put the liquid form underneath your tongue and let it absorb into the glass underneath your tongue, not on top of your tongue. So some tips I have for the burning effects is what me and my fiance do is if we brush our teeth first, it pretty well eliminates the burning. You don't even taste it. And then leave it sit for 30 seconds or a minute, and then drink a glass of milk or a glass of orange juice, and the burning is 100% completely gone.
Wow, that's an interesting take. Yeah, that's true. It's amazing how supplements, and I think this is what people – I've had these discussions with friends who are doctors, who are nurses, who won't try something even if it is cheap. And they won't try it for its effectiveness, even though it doesn't have any side effects. They're just so caught up in the medical community's narrative that they won't even give anything else a try. Absolutely. I've had the same experiences with oregano oil myself. Thanks for letting us know. Let's go to we're out of time. Sorry, Frank and Bill and the rest of the people who just called in. Sorry we didn't have time to get to you. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m. And Alex will be back on Sunday at 4 p.m. Central. I have to think there for a second. Thanks for joining us.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's already Friday, my friends, the 30th day of January 2015. Big transmission lined up for you today. But first, a breakdown of the growing police state and the move against the Second Amendment.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
The Department of Homeland
Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Bell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir. I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
This is the heart of the globalist attempted takeover of the entire world by an engineered global depression that they are bringing into place. We're going to be breaking down the birth pangs of the coming Great Depression. The signs of the times are everywhere. All you have to do is open your eyes and look at them. And then Mitt Romney officially comes out and says he won't be running in 2016. Of course, he promised that when he lost a few years ago to Barack Obama. And now he's coming out saying again he won't run. Is it just more hype? I don't know. With a field of Chris Christie's and Jeb Bush's and the media trying to push him over folks like Rand Paul, certainly a sad day indeed. What's sad is that we continue to mainly focus on presidential hopes when the real hope is looking at us in the mirror, voting with our dollars, running for office locally, promoting a culture of liberty, and not complying with unconstitutional government operations and getting in the system's face with peaceful noncompliance, civil disobedience. That's what it's coming down to. Our government is not our government. It has dissolved the border. It is moving to bring in a planetary regime. U.S. passports on the verge of elimination. Soros-funded plan champions North American Union. That's Dr. Corsi at WorldNet Daily, linking directly to the public plans out of the New American Foundation. What do you think that hemisphere ID is they've had for 10 years that citizens of the U.S. can get? Now they're just going to issue them to non-U.S. citizens. It's all been planned. It's all being set up. And then you get to pay for all the welfare and the rest of it for the people that come here. Meanwhile, Dr. Corsi joins us in the second hour to talk about that. Admirals, generals, and the Pentagon tapes indict Hillary, the new tapes that just came out last night. Dr. Corsi is on the forefront, the expert on Benghazi, with all the inside sources. That's really coming to a head right now. He was on with us for 10 minutes last week. Generals conclude Obama backed al-Qaeda and has completely switched sides. He's got more intel on that and more generals going public. So this is a big interview coming up in the second hour. And I'm going to open the phones up and the Twitter questions as well so that we can get your questions in. Now, that said, reading the news late last night when I got home past midnight, and then going over things this morning, it really hit me how my normalcy bias is getting worse. I live so immersed in all this corruption and all this technocratic creep, this mission creep, that I myself am becoming conditioned not to accept it, but just to be comfortable with the societal ghost dance that we're all basically involved in. They came out again this week and admitted that the major brands of televisions across the board are watching and listening to you in real time, not just every once in a while, but continually, and selling the data. There's tens of billions of dollars every few months being spent by our own government in the, quote, intelligence gathering, so they're paying these companies to do it. Gee, you should at least, you know, make some money if it's now turned into a cam in your house. But no, they just tell you in the fine print. They announced on Monday, the British government did, that they will be taking control of cars by remote control and for safety purposes, the chips will, and slowing your car, stopping your car, or making you slow down to quote, reduce greenhouse gases. So an automatic governor brings new meaning to the Sammy Hagar song, Can't Drive 55. And then today, a BBC article, BBC News, office puts chips under staff skin. And then they just announced that it's no big deal in Sweden, that if you want a job, you take a chip under your skin. And, of course, I was told by a member of my family that is a non-commissioned officer, pretty much as high level as you can get as a non-commissioned officer. They were called in at a military base in Texas about 8 years ago and told, you are all going to be getting microchips. And he kind of apologized to me at a small family reunion. He didn't really apologize. He kind of just said, man, I got to tell you I was wrong. I thought that was nuts when I read it in your book a few years ago. The military plan to start chipping the troops and the public. They told us get ready for the chip in the next 2 years. A couple years later, I saw him and I said, did you get the chip? And he said, don't ask me about that. And boy, they really listened to your show. I got chewed out. They figured out who it was. And came to me and said, keep your mouth shut, even though that wasn't even a classified briefing. They said, now it's classified. So the chips are already going in, boys and girls. TVs that watch and listen to you, chips under the skin to get a job, totally wide open borders. All over the country, they're going to increase the anti-terror funding, NYPD to launch a beefed-up counterterrorism squad. New York looks worse than North Korea. I mean, every other street corner has cops in full commando gear with fully auto standing there grunting at people. It's just that's going to stop a terrorist. A terrorist would just walk up with a bag in their hand with a bomb in it and blow them up. That's just a target. Even if it was a real terrorist, this is all to condition the public to live under martial law. Troops at checkpoints is about controlling the general public. Always has been, always will be. Checkpoints are what you target as an asymmetrical attacker. And the police know that. If the police are really looking for a suspicious person, they'll be up in an office window or in one of those towers profiling people. But terrorism is so rare, it'd be like trying to profile seeing the Loch Ness Monster going through New York City. There are some terror attacks, and in every case, they're wound up, mentally ill, controlled opposition. And now ISIS has over 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. They've been given billions and billions of dollars, openly, oil fields, and they are preparing to strike the West, and then, of course, our liberties will be taken immediately. I mean, what is even the point of this show? Well, there's some good news. I want to talk about this and what happened yesterday, but at the same time, I was given authorization to talk about it But I don't think I should probably talk about it. I'm going to let this simmer a little bit and think about it. I got some really good news yesterday. Some really good news. When I was up shooting some scenes for a movie I was invited to be part of up in North Texas with the whole Chuck Norris, Mike Norris operation.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'll be right back. broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. There is so much to get into here today. Office puts chips under staff's skin. I'm going to be getting into that. I mean, this is just bizarre how fast all this is moving, even when I've been aware of it for 23 years or so. On air for 20 years. I just cannot believe how the pace of everything has accelerated and how the government openly turns large swaths of the world over to radical Islam and then sends the army off to fight the very people they just created. And I know they've done things like that before, but it's so naked now. The good news is the military is really awake. A lot of governors are awake. A lot of people in the power structure are not evil, are not bad people. And they don't know what to do. They don't want to see the country collapse. They don't want to see world government brought in. They don't want to see people like David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and George Soros and Ted Turner and this whole Davos crew running everything because they control the fraudulent derivatives packages. Because the nouveau riche, the new wealth, the entrepreneurs, they understand the old money wants to shut them down and shut everybody else down to have total control, total domination. So I've got all this incredible news to break down and go over today. There is so much. So much to go over. But I really just want to open the phones up for you ahead of Corsi coming on and ask you, does it upset you that they're announcing that most of the new cars that have come out the last 5-6 years, well, all the cars that have come out have a tracking box where you go, what you do, and then now the newer cars have the wireless plug-in to track everywhere you go and what you do and then tax you by the mile and then control your car? And then the government comes out and says, oh, the things of the Internet or the Internet of Things, they're going to be able to hack into everything now. They're going to be able to take over. The hackers? What do you mean? The globalists built the system like this and were saying 10, 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, that they would use it to control everything and micromanage everything and surveil everything and put carbon taxes on everything. It's not like I guessed what their plan was because I was smart. They said what it was. But still, saying they have this diabolical plan is one thing. Doing it is another. Now, at the start of the show, that first little 5 minutes, it's a no man's land that some stations carry, some don't. I aired like 4 minutes of Leanne McAdoo's powerful 8-minute report dealing with AI. I want to air that in full when we come back and then go to your phone calls and just ask folks, is this what's important? Or the North American Union passport, is that important? Or the government preparing for economic collapse, is that important? Or is it Super Bowl alert after measles outbreak? Oh, and they say they may have to start force inoculating even though the people getting the measles have taken the shot. That's important surrounding the Super Bowl, but oh no, the Super Bowl will take over the footballs, the officials will, to make sure that the Pats and the Seahawks don't cheat. I mean, see, there's conspiracies there. And somebody's running around at night in the hotel of the Patriots saying people keep pulling the fire alarm in the Patriots hotel in the middle of the night. See, that's a conspiracy to mess with the Patriots. Someone's pulling the fire alarm so they don't get sleep. Somebody's mad they're cheating, so they're doing that to them. That's a conspiracy. Oh, but government and powerful elites, they never involve themselves in that, even though 2 days ago, to a German newspaper at Davos, Bill Gates came out and called for world government. Corporate-run world government, $100 trillion in taxes to be paid to it, which they'll siphon off. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. How close are we to the open mark of the beast? 800-259-9231. First, Leanne McAdoo's report. I'll be back with your call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the X109B14 modified transistorized totally automatic assembly machine. Within 6 months, our entire production facilities will be totally automated. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, Whipple will operate from a brain center with machines such as this one.
It used to be, 300 years ago, that machines during the Industrial Revolution replaced blue-collar work, were easy to do jobs, and then those people got educated and got better-paying jobs. Today, instead, our machines are replacing not the muscle work, but the brain work, right? And when you lose that kind of job, the only place you can go in the economy is usually downward in pay scale.
We treat our fellow humans as machines when we make them do jobs that a robot could do, that simply require repeated mechanical motion Very little scope for the exercise of judgment, of very little scope for communication with other people, the things that actually make us human.
People love to talk to her. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've done a study where we saw that people disclose more information and feel less judgment, you know, when they think it's a completely automatic system versus having a person.
I'm the third generation AX400 Android. I can look after your house, do the cooking, mind the kids. I organize your appointments. I speak 300 languages, and I am entirely at your disposal as a sexual partner.
The goal of RoboCup Soccer is that by 2050, they will be playing humans against robots to see who's actually better.
Maybe it can eliminate poverty, help us cure all diseases, and so on. But like any powerful technology, it's important to ask, what can we do now to make sure we get these benefits while avoiding pitfalls?
I mean, Google is a search company. They're using AI all over the place. It's Siri on our phones. You know, that's all just AI in the background of there. Yeah. And so we're going to see more and more penetration of these sort of uses that really help our lives and make our lives easier.
Care bots, what I call care bots, that will do the dishes and keep track of grandma and let her have some control, even if she's got dementia, so that she can go on a walk and be steered back so she can decide what she wants for dinner.
And does the AI community concern itself at all with the future of human employment? For instance, I heard Dr. Russell kind of joke about, well, we'll just let the policymakers figure it out. So he's got a lot of faith. But this is something that's going to happen probably by 2045. A lot of the, you know...
Way sooner than that.
It's a difficult problem. And I was at a meeting where there were five Nobel Prize-winning economists, and all they wanted to talk about was this question. What's the future of employment and the structure of the economy when most of what we call work now is being done by robots? And unfortunately, even though that was what they really cared about, they had no suggestions.
You know, you go to Japan and there's no one taking your order. You go to a vending machine and you order it. And obviously the Japanese economy has dealt with that.
Sapiens Plurum means the wisdom of many. And it is an organization designed to look out for the interests of humankind as technology develops. Because I agree with you that technology is a very powerful force that humans have created, but will humans continue to control it?
The unfortunate thing is that we kind of get used to hell. You know, there are lots of things about our current world that, someone 500 years ago would think of as a vision of hell, but we're kind of used to them. And
fighting to keep our...
You know.
I must work in a cubicle 12 hours a day. How dare you make my life easier with AI?
Most researchers, most of my friends in the AI field used to think that, well, you know, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, so it's a waste of time to think about it now. But we're seeing in 2015 now that a lot of things are happening that people thought were going to take much longer, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, maybe these things are going to happen actually in our careers, so it's now would be a great time to really start looking into them.
Could a weapons system blow up the world? Yeah, it could do it because the computer decides that's the right thing to do, but as far as I can tell, we are way more likely to have that happen when someone sits on something,
yeah,
like the red button.
Personally speaking, I think that the risk that we have from AI is not really of AI becoming autonomous and taking over the world. There's a much bigger risk that a person will use AI for bad purposes.
Privacy is a big thing, and thinking about what goals you give a program and what are the consequences of the goals, trying to get students to think into the future and to think more broadly than their individual program or robot, but what effect will that have on the people around, on the broader society.
If that objective is not perfectly aligned with the values of us humans, then that creates the possibility for bad things to happen, for that in some sense is the definition of conflict. And getting into a conflict with systems that are more capable than we are doesn't sound like a good idea.
And, you know, with any technology, when we invented fire, we realized after a while it was also a good idea to invent the fire department and fire alarms and fire extinguishers. The more powerful the technology is, the more urgent it is to actually also far ahead start thinking about how to get the best out of it.
If you have autonomous weapons, you're going to have an arms race of autonomous weapons, because once you have autonomous attack weapons, then you need autonomous defense weapons, because, you know, human reaction times are going to be too slow.
Once you build little drones with a lot of AI capability, it's very easy to make them. You just need a computer and some stuff you can buy on eBay and so on, and it'll be very difficult to keep them only in the right hands.
You know, for example, clouds of miniaturized flying robots against which it's impossible to defend. And you could imagine getting to a situation where, you know, the life expectancy of a human soldier would be 10 seconds on the battlefield, and the life expectancy of a civilian, if a government used those weapons against its own population, would be, you know, 2 seconds.
And the key question is, will there be other new conflicts when these drones fall into the hands of ISIS and Boko Haram and so on? You know, the Kalashnikov is a good example of a piece of technology that everybody has now, right? Even the guys in Paris who did this horrible massacre against Charlie Hebdo. If weaponized drones become the new Kalashnikovs and everybody has them, I think that's really a net loss for humanity. I think we're going to see way more violence.
So we have to be very careful, I think, to distinguish between fears about autonomous AI suddenly rising up, overcoming its programming, which is an unlikely scenario, and people deciding to use AI for purposes that are either unethical or basically do not value human life in the way that we should.
And you could wipe out every inhabitant of a city in a few minutes for a few million dollars. This is just not a direction that I think we should go.
I don't think robots are going to decide to destroy the world. I just want to make sure that my students don't program them to destroy the world by accident.
Powerful report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Leanne McAdoo. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. And yesterday I was out because I agreed a while back ago. I'm not really ready to talk about the production. They told me I could if I wanted to. But it's a fun, pretty good budget movie with some pretty big actors in it that deals with basically traitors in the government and the NDAA and an attempt by the UN through government to take over the United States. It's like I'd almost say it's like America with a K with Chris Christopherson, but boiled down to a movie. And it's being directed by Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, who's a great patriot and big listener. And, of course, he's produced a lot of big TV shows and movies in his own right. Very interesting guy. It was amazing talking to him because, I mean, I knew that it was Steve McQueen got Chuck Norris into acting, and I knew that, because I'd read the IMDb, that he'd, you know, been involved a lot with the family. But he was saying, yeah, talking about how to ride a motorcycle, everything else. He's going to come in here sometimes, he was so interesting, and tell some amazing stories. He said that no one's ever heard or had really been told. It was pretty wild stuff. A lot of fun. And that was just when we talked in the morning at breakfast, and then like 3 or 4 o'clock we had a late lunch. And then they kept shooting until about 8:30 at night. And then I drove back from a town, really cool courthouse they were shooting these Senate hearing scenes in, out in Meridian was the town. But I was talking to one of the producers, who's a well-known guy. I've read about him in the Wall Street Journal and other places, really interesting. And he said I could talk about the stuff he was telling me, but, you know, and some of the stuff that some of the other things, but I, you know what, I'm just going to get Gary Haven in studio soon to relay these stories to you himself, because it dovetails with some other intel that I've similarly gotten, and it's pretty exciting news. Here's an article. CPAC celebrates free market entrepreneurship with CEO whose company was built, and you know, the media trying to demonize him. But there's a lot of good news out there, but there's also obviously a lot of bad news. As I always say, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Mitt Romney's not running. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, that may just be another stunt. I mean, what does it matter? He's just another one of these milquetoast guys who even helped write what is now Obamacare and who thinks global warming is real. Man-made global warming. I mean, he doesn't think that's real. That's what the big money backers want. Now, is he as bad as a Jeb Bush or a Hillary Clinton? No. Would I rather see Mitt Romney as president than Hillary Clinton? Yeah. But it doesn't matter. You know you'll get the same agenda. In fact, it might even be worse getting a Mitt Romney because he wouldn't be as bad. People go back to sleep. Then they keep finishing their program of taking over. Why does anyone want to live in a world where we're microchipped? And they announced at Davos what the scientists we talked to were saying here in Austin a few days ago about the government will send out micro drones to forcibly take your DNA, micro mosquitoes. It's just amazing. They're going to send out these micro mosquitoes and forcibly take our DNA. They're announcing world government. There it is. Harvard professor, government mosquito drones will extract your DNA. Privacy is dead. And I'm glad that they pull these articles up because I feel crazy when I'm saying this. In fact, I want to go to your calls, some calls, and then I've got so much breaking and so much going on. I will be in studio Sunday live and then right through next week. But there is just so much going on right now that I'm going to have David Knight, who does a fabulous job, interview Corsi and then go into the third hour. Because I kind of got angry about all this morning, and I mean, didn't yell or scream, but got really upset. Plus, I got home. I'm not even tired, but I got home about 12:30 last night, and I feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough on figuring out how to develop a plan to simply communicate the globalist program so people know that it's the source of most of our problems and to try to mobilize humanity. And then it gets very frustrating to just get up here on air and cover another piece of this or another piece of that when it's all just the leavings of this larger system. Mind blowing. Redstone's absence fuels talk of the end of a reign is near. That's interesting. You don't really see David Rockefeller out anymore. And these are really the old guard of evil. And Sumner Redstone, who since the 30s has been running the theater chain his father started. This guy one time for 2 hours hung out a balcony window while it was on fire, while his arms burned. Really tough old bird. He's, how old is he? 91 years old? He's been in poor health and disappeared. I've talked to folks that know Redstone. They say he is a maniac. Maniac. Oh, my God, what a world. And it just shows all the money on the planet is never going to save these people. And, you know, they may have computers they come out with where they claim that hold your soul or your mind or your memories. It's not going to be the soul. It's not going to be really you. Everybody knows that. It's all just more frauds from the New World Order. Dr. Corsi's coming up. U.S. passports on the verge of elimination. And what's behind the latest breaking documents on Hillary? We'll cover that first. Bob in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I used to work back at in a Ford factory in 2004, and I just wanted to verify that while working on an assembly line building Ford Focus instrument panels, I installed black GPS boxes behind the airbags in all of them, even if they didn't even have the option for, like, an upgraded radio. We still put a GPS box in it.
And they passed that cost on to you. Yeah, that's globally standardized. They agreed to that about 10 years ago. And what is it, about 6 years, pretty much all cars made in this Western alliance, the Anglo-American system, are adding those.
Yeah, I just wanted to, for people who didn't believe you that they were in cars, I mean, we were installing them back 10 years ago.
It's very, very, very frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very frustrating.
So you say you were installing them 10 years ago yourself?
Yeah, it's in 2004. It was one of the jobs we had on our line, and they had them on every line. you know, on every line in the plant for some of the different types of cars that they were building.
What do you make of the announcement that now they're putting boxes in that remote control the car, and the British government had the nerve to announce they're going to remote control your car for the Earth?
That's disgusting. I mean, that's all you can really say about it, is it's just more government control.
Well, there are people that just crave control, and they think it's their right to hurt whoever they want. They think it's their right to persecute whoever they want. They think it's their right to be mean to whoever they want.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly sickening.
Yeah, well, humanity is on the up, and we're going to free ourselves from the shackles of these globalist pigs, man.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you, brother. I really appreciate you calling in. Anything else you can add for folks about, I mean, it's on record they had these boxes. I said 10 years ago, I'm going from memory. When I said that, I thought it was wrong because time just flies. I want to say it was about 2002. I saw the news articles in the trade publications about it and the agreements all over the world to put them in. So I guess that was actually about 12 years ago. And then I knew that in the last 5-6 years, pretty much everybody was putting them in. But again, that's what the news always says. It's kind of like they announce, police just got systems to look through your walls, and they show the 20-year-old system I've been covering since the late 90s. And then they've got stuff, you know, 3 generations worse. So there's a headline, black boxes for cars raise privacy concerns. And that was back in last year. So, yeah, interesting. God bless you. I know. And then now, and David Knott will play this clip coming up. Office puts chips under staff skin, BBC. I mean, and people say, oh, well, big deal. It's the globalists are nefarious is the issue. They've got a bad plan in store.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's funny how humans operate. It's all over the news. They put these tracker boxes in your cars. They've got remote control panels in them that interface and can remote control your vehicle. It was on record that both the aircraft hijacked on 9/11 had remote control boxes on board. George Bush was on PBS, and we've read the transcript. We can't find the video. But he said, no, we have remote control. We'll be able to save aircraft in the future. And someone behind him grabbed his arm and jerked it down. I'm shaking their head like, don't say that. Everybody made fun of me saying it was remote controlled. I mean, the only real phone calls, not the fake cell phone calls from 35,000, 33,000 feet, that doesn't happen, were the air phones. And it was the flight attendants saying, there's smoke, there's gas, we can't breathe. Then it would cut out, and the planes fly with precision that the average pilot, top pilot, couldn't do. The Honey Honjur, we've had top. I mean, we had a whole bunch of top pilots, commercial pilots, fighter pilots, you name it. They couldn't do the maneuver Honey Honjur did that they have off of the radar track that the FAA released. Impossible for a guided missile of that size. You understand? So I don't know what went on. What we're being told is a load of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. And now we're building a whole world where our TVs, our computers, our appliances, and we pay for all this tech. Oh, I can remote control the refrigerator, honey, when we're in Acapulco. When we're in New York City. Yeah, and the whole system can get in there too. It's just crazy. And they can plant whatever they want on your computer. Let's go ahead and go to David in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Just to let you know that the New Jersey Assembly passed 50-11 in favor of legislation passing the registration requirements for private outdoor surveillance cameras. And I got one more thing I want to add up to you reply to that one.
Sure. I mean, that's a move all over the world to ban citizens using cameras to protect ourselves and to make it the proprietary thing of the state. I mean, New Jersey is government is just so evil. Go ahead.
No, they're insane. These people are just standing around getting fleeced day by day. Real quick, the bill is Alpha 3843. I'm not sure if our wonderful Governor Christie, wonderful he is actually going to sign this one. I would hope not, but that's something that that would favor very, I think, negatively on a national campaign trail, so maybe he'll just write this one off. Second of all, people don't realize that I've been in the automotive industry for a long time. You're on the topic of motor vehicles. I'm the electronics end of it. We're all pretty much willingly carrying around keys that are fully embedded with transponders. Your ignition key actually is a transponder device. It enables the vehicle to recognize the key itself. And if you ever go past a strong enough inductor, you can actually excite that key to release the encryption codes. And ironically, that's another form of tracking. And we're willingly carrying that.
Well, they've been reporting for about a decade that since these keys came out 20 years ago, thieves come up when you're in a store and just scan it, as you just said, grab the code. Now they can go get in your car and start it. This was all designed for government control. I remember I used to criticize going to these chip keys. I said, look, they're convenient. They're easy. You don't want them. And people are like, oh, shut up, you kook. And then now here we are in this trap. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, well, Canada, it's mandated. I believe Germany and Australia that all motor vehicles produced after 2008 have to have the embedded key, transponder key. United States has not so far, but...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of
Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.